This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM. Now, according to a survey coming out of HSBC, Malaysian businesses are optimistic about the growth outlook for their business, despite the recent geopolitical developments reshaping global supply chains. This survey from HSBC has reflected a sense of optimism as for next year. 81% of companies expect their sales to grow, ahead of their peers globally of 79%, and in Asia, 77%.
Wow, we seem to be a much more cheerful bunch than the rest of the world.
Which is good.
Yeah, well, this sense of optimism is evidenced also by the fact that 85% of companies feel that they have positive prospects for international trade over the next 2 years, which is also above the global level of 81% and Asian level of 78%.
So to get some granularity on this, we speak to Andrew Sill. He's the head of commercial banking for HSBC Malaysia. Now, Andrew, thank you for joining us. Could you summarise your top three key takeaways from the survey?
Sure. So I think the first one, which is very clear to us, is that Malaysian businesses are optimistic about the growth outlook for their business. So growth expectations among Malaysian companies are strong, and according to the survey, 81% of companies in Malaysia have a positive outlook over the next year and expect their sales to grow. And this is higher than both the global and APAC average. I think the second key takeaway from the survey is that recent geopolitical developments are really reshaping global supply chains. So businesses in Malaysia are fully cognizant of the changing economic landscape and are planning to make changes in their supply chain to support their ambitions. And then the third and final key takeaway from the survey is that markets in Asia are the most important trading partners for Malaysian firms by a considerable margin. And this is despite reductions in trade volumes. Malaysia's trade is primarily within the APAC region, which accounts for 76% of trade, albeit this is down slightly from 82% a year earlier.
Andrew, the survey shows 81% of firms expect their business to grow, yet on the other hand, 31% are more pessimistic about their growth prospects compared to a year ago. What explains this contrast?
Yeah, I think this is a particularly interesting finding from the survey. So expectations of sales growth have gone up on account of new markets opening up, as well as the availability of transformative technologies in certain sectors. Also, availability of better quality raw materials, suppliers, and improvement in logistics and transportation has also added to a certain degree of optimism in sales growth. But if we look at the other side of the equation, uncertainty in the political environment, policy changes, and disruption of supply chains have actually contributed to expectations of sales shrinking. But it's really important to understand that Malaysia is an extremely well-connected economy. It's export-oriented as well. And geopolitical changes have certainly disrupted these linkages in some cases. So as a result, some respondents in the survey feel that they have been net gainers, while some feel that their growth prospects will be adversely affected.
Andrew, do you see this positive business sentiment reflected in increased loans growth or take-up in banking products that fuel business expansion?
Well, I think the first thing I'd say is that the positive sentiment is representative of the sample covered in the survey. Malaysia is one of the few economies in the region that experienced faster growth in the second quarter compared to the previous quarter. And the government is focused on growing the domestic economy sustainably and has prepared contingent expansionary measures when necessary to counter any adverse impact from the trade war. So in our conversations with our clients, they clearly indicate that they have appetite for growth. And HSBC will support their growth ambitions and help them to navigate what is often seen as a changing landscape, a challenging landscape, as the economic environment changes.
Meanwhile, 74% of businesses have seen their performance impacted by geopolitics and as a result are turning more towards the local market. Do you think businesses are overestimating their opportunities in the domestic market then?
Well, robust domestic consumption and private sector activity is certainly driving economic growth in Malaysia. The second quarter GDP growth was supported by solid domestic demand growth of over 4.5% year on year, which was faster than the 4.4% recorded in the first quarter of the year. And Malaysia is also forecast to enter the ranks of high-income countries, as defined by the World Bank, by 2024. So this really indicates that there are significant growth opportunities in the domestic market. Also, businesses are looking at mitigating protectionist policies by increasing the localness of their business in affected markets. A third of businesses are entering joint ventures with sourcing from or looking at acquiring local companies. So they should consider digital strategies to counter the impact of geopolitical uncertainty. And 36% of Malaysian companies that we surveyed are taking more business online to achieve this. So while businesses continue to internalize geopolitics and protectionism, they are also focused on intra-ASEAN expansion.
Yeah, Malaysian firms feel strongly responsible for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals, which is surprising. Why do you think this is the case in a developing country like Malaysia?
Well, Malaysian businesses are being driven primarily by government and competitor pressure to become more sustainable over the next 5 years. And it's interesting to hear you say that you're surprised, because I think from an HSBC perspective, we find increasingly in our conversations with customers that sustainability is an incredibly important subject matter for them, and they want to know more about it, and they're really looking to HSBC as leaders in this part of the industry to help them develop their sustainable development goals. But I think when we talk to our customers, they firmly believe that the three main reasons to implement sustainability initiatives and environmental, social, and governance, or ECG factors, are increasing operational efficiency, helping to grow their sales, and improving their supply chain traceability. And the latter is more important in Malaysia than in any other market, with 31% of those surveyed citing it as an incentive compared to the global average of just 21%.
That was Andrew Sill, Head of Commercial Banking for HSBC Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.